Can you auto-tune my voice to sound more like Britney Spears? As opposed to Britney Spears sounding a lot like me. Los Angeles.
Hello, Sea Oaks Falls.
Is that how you say that?
Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls?
Like in Minnesota?
I have always said Sea Oaks, so I'm...
No, it's definitely Sioux.
Sioux Oaks.
You should pay. You should watch Fargo.
Fargo is the show or the movie?
What's the difference?
Wait, I'm thinking of Farland? No, what's the animated movie with the pixies?
Fairyland?
That's close. Fair something? Come on.
I don't know.
Oh! Come on. She's got the wings.
Tinkerbell.
Dude, close. Close. Animated series. Or not even animated movie.
Everyone at
home. The forest is getting cut down.
Oh, I don't know. Everyone at home's like screaming at their radios right now.
At their box radios. Oh shit! All I can think right now is Firefly, that single by Owl City, and I hate
Firefly.
Him.
Is that how the song goes?
7 million fireflies. No, geez, we didn't even get that right. This is off to
movie with an F with fairies.
It's not. They're not fairies. I don't think they. I think
trees
they
actually, cutting down.
Forest cut down. It's got like everyone is seeing the saws like.
Fern Gully. It's weird that actually worked. Movie F fairies spelled incorrectly. Trees with two S's and one E cutting down, and Google figured it out.
Are you?
I'm dead serious. I'm taking a pic. I'm putting this. It was the first Fern Gully, the last rainforest. Wikipedia, the free.
My God.
Encyclopedia. There's the fir tree, which came second.
I was just speaking with friends about like has their Googling degraded over time? Has the quality of your search gone? I mean, I've found myself like, where are my keys?
Yeah, you just type in CBQRF and it's like, oh, you actually wanted FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, right. And it works out.
Which is happening right now. I'm going to look at the
score.
Should
we talk about it? I mean,
oh, we're going to talk. We're going to talk about sports for a little bit.
Sports.
Brandon, how are you?
I'm well.
We had mimosas. We had a bottle and a half of champagne.
That's why there's such a burst of energy at the beginning of this.
We had a small cup of coffee and a large amount of orange juice and champagne.
You know what I like those who do not know about doing this with you, Josh, is we half speak to anyone who might be listening, but we also speak to each other as if we didn't both experience the exact same thing as soon as we got into contact with each other.
Yeah, we hugged and then got mimosas.
It was a good hug this morning. Yeah. So I talked with my parents for 40 minutes on the ride down.
Yeah.
And I got to your house and I hugged you. It was like washing my mouth out of parent conversation. Like, oh shit. Yeah. Someone with man. It's not like talking to them is a bummer.
Yeah.
I'd just much rather talk to you.
I appreciate that.
Certainly.
So
you don't have to say that about your mother, but I mean, I know after talking to your mom, I'd rather talk to you as well.
Yeah. You talk to my mom a lot, I assume.
You're the best person in your family, just so you know. Like in the nuclear family, you are number one in the Coles.
We're minute 32 into the World Cup final.
Wow. What minute are we into the podcast? This could be a live thing, except it won't ever be live ever.
Yeah. Let me switch this over to time. We're 12 minutes and 25 seconds into this podcast. We're a minute 32 into the World Cup finale.
We are 12 minutes into the session.
Oh, into the session. Yeah. We're not actually 12 minutes into it. Exactly. We started off with, I was like humping the mic and stuff.
Actually, that was all of the good part of the show.
We cut it all out of the
out every single
the air conditioning. You hopefully won't hear.
I don't think they'll hear it.
188.
I don't think they'll hear it.
Yeah.
I think that they
isotope.
You guys will never hear how comfortable Josh and I are.
It's like nice, comfy 70 degrees.
What temperature is it in sunny LA right now?
Oh man, you are just making me sweat.
Oh, you don't have to look it up.
No, I'm looking just, it up. Can I just? Is you it here? It's mostly sunny currently. The high will be 84. I don't know what it is right now.
It's a pretty good high. Do you check the weather?
I check the weather every day.
Okay, so why did you have to look it up?
Well, I don't check it on my iPad. I have apps on my phone dedicated. Right. Dark Sky.
Oh, Dark Sky.
Dark Sky is great.
That has to be Dark Sky's second endorsement on this podcast. I have to think that we've talked about it before.
Maybe.
Or we talked about it like
on the old edition.
Yeah, on the old edition.
The old editions. The one you may or may not hear when we don't decide not to do a podcast one month.
When we do.
And we release the old
cuts.
We
release the deep cuts.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I have a friend of mine I've been hanging out with recently. She told me a good story about how a friend of theirs was using the phrase deep cuts without fully understanding where it came from.
Like the musical reference to deep cuts.
Right. Or just any, like, you know, radio shows have, I mean, everything that has any editing at all, the deep cuts are when you don't cut or like when you put in stuff that, you know.
Yeah.
But the point is they didn't understand that. They were just using deep cuts to mean like good.
Oh, that's the good stuff. The deep cuts. Right. Which for some bands like Pearl Jam, State of Love and Trust, my favorite Pearl Jam song is kind of a deep cut.
Feel You, Man.
It was never released on an album as like a regular track. It was always a B-side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any B-sides that I prefer. Fall Out Boy had a CD of B-sides, which was okay.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, Ain't No Sunshine, Bill Withers' song. When it was released initially on the radio, was a B-side. I don't remember what the actual single was, but on the other side of the record was "Ain't No Sunshine," and whoever was the DJ that made that song popular in the 70s or 60s, whenever that song came out, preferred the B-side. So he started playing the B-side instead of the single that he was given. Man. So that's how "Ain't No Sunshine" and Bill Withers kind of came to be.
You know, you think about going back in time, the power that you would have based over broadcast. If you were like, you know what? I don't think you should hear this one. I'm going to decide what you hear. Now we're just clamoring like, will you please watch my YouTube channel? Please.
I beg you to watch my YouTube
please.
Channel.
Please. I mean, even if it's a racist comment, just like get in there, make your voice heard.
Yeah. So World Cup update. That's my World Cup update music. We're 35 minutes into the championship game. Is that, I don't know what they call it in football.
They call it the
finale.
Yeah.
Finally.
The final.
So we're 35 minutes in. Germany, Argentina. It is 0-0. That's proper. That's a proper phrasing.
Sure.
Germany's had possession of the puck, the soccer, the football. For 73% of the match on the pitch, okay. On the pitch with the match and the goals and the through passes and the goal.
Is it raining?
What?
That's what you want to know. If it's
is it raining?
Yeah.
Is that a phrase?
It's when the game is the sexiest. It's just like just so much.
Is that a football thing?
What, rain? Yeah.
Because you know, in basketball, it's like raining threes. So you're sitting on the and you're making a lot of them.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people are going to be watching basketball here soon with the whole
LeBron.
The whole pick.
You know, LeBron's coming home.
LeBron. Yeah,
LeBron's coming home to our home. I mean, kind of.
We should call him LeBrand.
LeBrand.
Yeah, because he's endorsing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder how that Samsung Galaxy is working out for everyone that he pushed.
That app, the LeBron app.
Oh, well, I mean, there's a LeBron app, but he also did those commercials with, like, you know, his, like, either children or nieces. And
oh, yeah. With
he's, like, playing basketball or some shit like that.
Yeah, because that's all he can do.
I imagine he's, like, really good at Sudoku. Like, top notch.
Yeah, he's hanging out with his family. Like, I kicked your ass in that Sudoku.
For sure. Yeah. It's similar to how we would say it's a good year for music. It's like it's been a good few past months for sports for many reasons.
Yeah.
Or good in the sense that there are interesting things to talk about. I like the conversation about LeBron more than I actually like watching the sport.
Yeah. I mean, most importantly, in the last couple months, the Kings won the Stanley Cup.
That was, you know.
And I feel like I'm a heavy contributor to that.
You did good. You went to a game.
I went to a couple of games.
You went to a couple of games.
See, the Kings, very famously, had never won a Stanley Cup until I moved to Los Angeles. I moved to Los Angeles. I went to three games. They won the Stanley Cup. Last year, I went to two games. They went to the playoffs and lost to the Blackhawks.
It was the third game.
Yeah.
It was the third game. It was the third hot dog that you
paid $17 for.
They really what? For what?
For the hot dog.
Jesus.
Like the hot dog. Like, can I get a hot dog? And they reach underneath the cash register and hand you a hot dog. It's horrible.
There's a stack of ones. There's a stack of fives, and there's
two hot dogs ready, ready always.
Dude, would you?
Yeah, but I went to two or three games this year. I don't remember the exact. I think I went to three games this year, and they were the Stanley Cup.
Do you know who they were playing?
They played the Hurricanes one game, and I think I went to a Blue Jackets game, and I don't remember the third game. Because
You went to a LA Kings Blue Jackets game?
Yeah. There was a group
cock.
Of us.
That's
no, I see, shit. No. The Columbus Blue Jackets, our hometown hockey team.
Our hometown of Columbus.
They came when we were, in high school? Maybe late middle school?
Late middle school.
Yeah.
I remember my dad taking me to a game, and I was listening to Phoenix TX, and he wanted to listen to the music that I was listening to. So I told him, bring a CD that you like to listen to. So I did.
And then he was like, no.
Well, no, he was down with it. There was a song called Threesome, and
he was like, oh yeah,
just things is like your mother, and I'm like,
no,
your wife,
my mom. Stop it.
Then he said, your life, when you realize what this conversation is doing to your psyche.
Yeah.
Point is,
I
was listening to that band in late middle school, early high school. So that has to be that era.
Yeah.
Of when he took me to.
Yeah,
when that team was even formed.
First and couple years.
Then they killed a little girl. That was terrible.
They
correction. Did kill it. It's not they.
They did not. The Blue Jackets did not as a organization.
One guy.
Yeah.
Actually,
wasn't even his fault.
Yeah.
Right. It was like the paramedics kind of just bungled it.
Sad.
If she had taken an aspirin, if she had taken an aspirin, her brain would not have swelled up as much as it did, and she wouldn't have died a couple of days later.
So that's what you do when your brain starts swelling.
You take an aspirin. I think. I don't really know if that's the story.
I don't know either. And also, I feel like we've deeply disrespected this whole thing.
Kings, go! That's what I'm saying. And LeBron.
Listen, I'm just excited that tacos are finally getting back into the mouths of hungry Cavaliers fans. Do you remember that?
What, they didn't eat tacos?
No, actually, I think that was for the Heat. LeBron James, if no, it was definitely Cavaliers. No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
There was a thing if LeBron, basically whatever team he's on, he wins the game for the team, whatever, Taco Bell would give free tacos to people who had participated, who had gotten tickets to the game.
Huh. That's the Lakers do something very similar. If the Lakers score over 100 points,
that's what it was,
and the opposing team scores under 100 points, Jack in the Box.
Oh.
It's not even a real taco place. It's Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is king of marketing, though.
I mean, yeah, they're great at it. They figured it out. They figured, let's sponsor the Lakers. And if they score 100 points, we'll give everyone tacos. No one will eat.
I'm sure that Taco Bell had a similar promotion.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm sure that anyone listening might be like, you're an asshole. It was Long John Silver's. And you get a nice two-piece meal for free if you just mention.
And you get those little bits. You get a bowl of bits.
The crunchies?
Yeah, the best part.
What is even the noun for those?
I don't know.
If anyone's curious, it's just there's a terrible fish restaurant.
Come on, everyone knows Long John Silver's, right?
Well, yeah, a few people do. But, I mean, what we're specifically talking about is the batter.
Yeah, just the little batter bits.
The batter left over from...
The good stuff. Because the fish or shrimp, whatever, you just, unfortunately ingested. It was horrible. But then you get the bits with the hush puppies and the french fries at the bottom. And then you're happy.
I wonder if you could just go there and, order, hi, I'd like the remnants of... the cage.
Yeah, can you just give me the cage? Can you give me the fish, but then just take the fish out and just give me the leftover, whatever happens after, please? Because your food's horrible.
I'd like the afterbirth of your fish abortion from your kitchen.
Please. Your fish centa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there afterbirth in abortions? You wouldn't, because it's not a birth.
Well, there would still be a thing, I assume.
Yeah, I guess afterbirth.
Unless it all comes out at the same time. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what happens.
I don't understand.
Could someone call in? Phone
lines are open.
Tell us about your
abortions.
Your fish abortion. And
What happened to this show? We used to be so focused.
We were clean.
We were clean. Now we're working blue.
It's been a month since I had you. Forced you.
Phrasing.
What?
It's been a month since I had you.
Oh.
Phrasing.
Phrase. That's reaching.
Everyone laughed.
Been a month since you looked at me. I know it's weak, but it's, you can put it in any...
Quick update. It's minute 43 and still no goals. Still no goals in the World Cup.
It's gonna go to PKs and it's gonna be...
Oh, I know. We're gonna have to stop the show.
We'll
have to stop the show. If it goes to PKs, we have to stop. I mean, we can pretend to be live. We'll tell everyone to tune in.
Yeah.
To pull open their YouTube videos of the PK and we'll live do the show. You just killed my levels, man.
I had to. Well, I mean, you were peaking a bit.
Yeah, I was peaking a bit.
I just wanted to.
Yeah, no, now it's better. Now it's better. Now it's better. I just. Yeah, it is. There, that's great.
No, it's
that's
lovely.
Much better. That's Look, lovely.
You're
that's
doing. Nice. You're making waves. I've been trying to make that joke for a while. Sorry.
So LeBron's coming home.
Sorry. Yeah, he's coming.
LeBron's coming home.
It's interesting.
Would neither one of us are from that home right. area? I didn't grow up in that area, but I went to that area a lot.
Lots of friends.
I had lots of family in Akron and Cleveland, mostly Akron. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know, I feel like I know LeBron's hood.
Mm-hmm.
We came up together. I mean, he's younger than me, I think, or the same age.
Yeah, he's got to be
maybe a year older.
He might be a year older.
Maybe we are our peers, age peers.
I had a friend that was a friend apparently of LeBron's, and he had a complaint actually about him. He was like, everyone talks about, you know, this basketball star and stuff, and you know, he'd like, you know, eat a lot of your cereal, like it was bullshit.
You know what?
Cool, that's a cool story.
That's a cool story.
I thought it was a cool story.
And also, he's the greatest basketball player who's playing right now.
Hooray!
Yeah. He's not Jordan. You'll never be Jordan, but. You know,
aren't there better players than Jordan? Aren't there people with better statistics and stuff by now?
No, Jordan's the best.
Is that because...
I mean, Kevin Durant had like, you know, a couple good seasons where statistically he would have been better than Jordan. Jordan's average.
Uh-huh.
But still, he doesn't have 6 rings.
Okay.
He doesn't have any.
LeBron has two. Sports, I will admit that sports has this thing of tradition where it doesn't change as much over time as, say, the music industry or the movie industry or the entertainment industry as a whole. So, I mean, it has that going for it in the sense that there's been no greater band since, like, the Ramones. It's like, well, it was, like, a lot easier for them to get hordes of fans or, like, you know, the Beatles or whatever. Like, any of those super big names.
Yeah.
It's not even the same realm that current bands are in now.
Yeah.
But as far as sports figures goes.
There are sports figures still, like, competing with Babe Ruth.
Right.
You know, there are baseball players who are still trying to beat Babe Ruth's records.
They going for Ruth? Like, I'm going for Ruth.
No. Well, probably. Because, you know, Tiger Woods famously went after Jack Nicholson's major record. He had to win like 16 or something like that. Mm-hmm. 16 majors to beat Jack Nicholson's record.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not Nicholson, Jack Nichols.
I was curious. You were saying Nicholson. And Nicholson? Like, that's the wrong name.
The dude from Ohio. Columbus. Jack.
The dude from The Shining.
Yeah, the dude from The Shining. The Jack something. Jack golfer.
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost.
By
the way, we're at minute 45. We've got two extra minutes here. It's still 0-0, and Germany has had the puck 70% of the time, and there's been no goals, no shots on goal either.
That's
zero shots on goal.
It must be. I'm chomping at the bit.
That's actually not true. There's a lot of information on this ESPN thing, and there's shots on goal that have two dashes. But if you look at match stats, one shot on goal from Germany.
Anytime that I engage with ESPN, there is a plethora of information that is just too cumbersome to. There should be ESPN like classes, like
like a lynda.com class.
Yeah, like this is where these scores are.
And yeah.
At any given time on ESPN, there are three different scores to three different events going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like showing highlights from old shit that's like not even happening, so you're not even sure. Yeah.
They're talking about some awesome thing that's happening and you can't see it because you have to have ESPN Insider or watch ESPN. It's certainly very complicated. This is halftime. Halftime, everyone. It's 0-0 on the World Cup.
When are they just going to start telling us, like, sorry, you're too poor for this country?
You can't. They kind of do that now, right?
A little bit.
They kind of like, hey, you're too poor to have cable, right?
Your country's GOP is.
Oh, you're talking about, like, your country's too poor.
Both. I mean, poor people, poor country, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Am I right, guys?
God, so American.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Two somewhat well-to-do West Coasts.
Planted
from Midwest. 20-somethings.
Hey, man, I was just a dandelion in the breeze, you know, just following my way out here to the West End.
What is that? A dandelion to the breeze?
So
that's the name of my new record.
I realize that, like, I think that I'm saying popular phrases all the time, and I am not.
Dandelion to the breeze. Yeah, you know, they said that in the 20s. You want to go steady?
But you know what I'm talking about. You know, like when you blow the dandelion with your mouth.
No, you just farted on it and just let it blow from there.
You're so wise for your years.
Yeah. First half ends. 0-0.
So the first half ended
0-0. First half ended 0-0. LeBron's in Cleveland again. Johnny Manziel's in Cleveland.
How long does the thingy go? The betting range, whatever happens. I don't know.
What thingy? What sport?
The for basketball, the assigning of people to teams.
The free agency.
The free agency.
It's happening. I think the season will start up again in November.
Mm-hmm.
Like exhibition games will start like September, October.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few week period of time. The draft was just a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and then
the draft is different from free agency.
Yeah, because free agencies are people who have already been on a team and their contract has ended. So now they're trying to get on a new team or sign a new contract with the current team. So like that's LeBron had a year left on his contract, but he had the ability to say, "I'm gonna step away from the Heat." And he took his talents back to Cleveland.
What a guy.
The desolate Cleveland, Ohio, where everyone leaves.
I'm certain that one day we will return to Ohio and just like the highways will be plated with gold.
LeBron gold.
Yeah, the cars will just start flying like the Jetsons, and there'll be circular disc-like apartments in the sky.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
Giant statues to LeBron James.
This is what Pride does every year.
Yeah.
It just explodes, an explosion of innovation.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think you're ever going to go back to Ohio and live full-time?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? You think you're going home?
Yeah. Someone's got to feed mom some oatmeal. Whatever she wants.
Well, yeah, but are you going to do it? Is it your brother?
It depends on how well Google builds its robots. Because by then we'll have Honda robots and Google robots. And stuff. And like, if she doesn't like any of them, then I'll have to like, kind of like, okay, mom, like,
I'll feed you.
I'll jetpack over there and
teleport.
Remember when jetpacks were like.
Cool.
The mode of transportation that we were going to be.
We should be. If you look at the 60s and the Jetsons, we should have like robots wearing maid dresses and we should have like We should be living in the sky somewhere.
Yeah.
And like teleporting around. They had like, wasn't there like an escalator, like a flat escalator, like those things you see at the airports?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you like dash through this terminal.
Yeah.
But they had those like in their homes, right? Didn't they like get on the little escalator thing to go to a bedroom or something?
It's interesting that you say that they had them in homes. What I remember was a very dangerous situation in which the escalator was, it was on a platform that was no larger than, say, like a dining room table. And it was just affixed to the yeah. side of the outside.
Oh,
of
yeah,
the
that
apartment.
Was, yeah.
Couldn't you fall from that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was there were nets. You just there didn't were, see those.
Sure. But I'll go back to Ohio to live. It's so comfortable there. It's like a yeah. old pair. It's like a, Ohio's like a pair of house shoes.
I mean, for the white people who are listening to this, house shoes are shoes you wear in the house.
No way. House shoes are not a black thing, are they?
They're a black thing.
No, why?
Yeah. Well, referring to them as house
Dude,
shoes.
Dude, I've seen so many like white ladies, like yeah, not white ladies, like white girls in house shoes
yeah,
at
Yeah, but
school.
They don't refer to them as house shoes.
What do they call them?
I think they just call them shoes. They get rid of the house part.
That's trifling. Yeah. Those are shoes for the house.
Yeah.
If you're wearing them outdoors, I mean, no one's going to like look at you funny. You're just wearing your house shoes outside. That's
yeah.
cool. That's dope.
Along with your like pink sweatpants. And
I feel like you're describing someone specific.
No,
like, draws the entire.
No, that's not a specific thing. Come on. They always
braces,
think everyone had,
like got some roots. Got the dyed hair, but showing. The roots are showing. Yeah. Black boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Or like maybe biracial boyfriend because she's too scared to go all the way.
Named Jason. Wait, what was the name of our Jason In?
Jason In.
I forget. Oh, we had a good made up name earlier.
Oh, like Jayonce.
Jayonce. Yes.
Yeah.
Jayonce. Oh man.
JJ, what's up, Jayonce?
Yeah, we want to. Put this episode out to all the Bayzies out there.
Bayzies.
You know, hit us up.
I started seeing this phrase around. Maybe you can explain it to me. There was I'm gonna bay this release, right? That was like I'm just gonna drop it at midnight, not tell anyone that it's happening and then yeah. blow everyone's mind.
Yeah.
But I've started seeing people refer to their significant other or just as a girl as a bae.
Yeah, yeah.
There's that Pharrell song, Come Get It Bae or Come At It Bae.
Uh-huh.
I always refer to bae as Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
Is that what
bae is
like baby?
Yes. Exactly. I also think it's Breakfast at Edwards. No, it stands for something. It also stands for it can
what?
Stand for something. Yeah.
What?
Urban Dictionary, man.
I'm gonna look it up, and that sounds like Breakfast at Edwards. Who's Edward?
Okay, so it doesn't stand for bacon at lunchtime. Fuck, I don't remember.
Before anyone else.
There it is.
I love you, babe.
I've just been thinking
else.
About breakfast since we ate breakfast.
Yeah, so. Baby boo, sweetie. It's also the Danish word for poop.
Yeah, man, we appropriate a lot of.
I love this Urban Dictionary. This is number 4. This has gotten 7,703 upvotes. Word used by ghetto people to address their significant other because they have found themselves too lazy to pronounce the entire word, babe. Welcome home, bae. My bae Jamal, of course. Written by a white person.
Is that real?
My bae Jamal done spent all his mama's money on these girls, on these nails, girl. G-U-R-L.
No.
Yeah.
Why do... No.
Yeah.
It's not real. Like, it's... I mean, it's a little real, but, like, you can't upvote it. Like, that makes it way more...
It's got 6,119 downvotes.
It's not enough. Yeah. We need to do more.
Yeah.
We need our army of... Tag Hers. Oh man, we do not have a name that lends itself well
man,
to.
I don't go on Urban Dictionary very much because you shouldn't.
You should stop. I can see you diving in.
And the sixth definition of bae I did not realize. This is something I want to talk about. Right. How angry and racist the internet is. I know how angry and racist the internet
is. We've talked about it like every single podcast.
Yeah, but specifically, there's the sixth definition of bae by The Internet Is for Porn on June 11th, 2014. This is a very recent posting.
This is like last month, yeah.
Bae, the most fucking annoying way to say girlfriend, boyfriend, crush, or any other significant other. Commonly used by ghetto folks, swag fags, which I don't know what that is, and annoying fucktards, and using it in a sentence. Yo, yo, she's my bae. Jesus Christ, this fucking person is retarded. It's retarded. So it's retarded.
I pick up where the spelling error was. I feel bad. Why do I feel bad? I don't use that word. I probably won't use
bae?
It. Yeah. It's silly.
For anyone else. YOLO.
Actually, I don't do the nicknames at all for significant others.
You don't use babe or sweetie?
Uh-uh. It's a slippery slope. I mean, hotness, absolutely.
Yo, hotness. That sweet ass over here.
Yeah, why don't you park that? I mean, I speak derogatorily to my women, absolutely, but I just don't.
Yo, bitch, get over here.
No, never.
Bring me a sandwich.
Why does bitch and sandwich always so close?
Because
so close in language.
Isn't it the idea you want your significant other to bring you like a peanut butter and banana sandwich or something?
No, I don't want those items on my bread.
Okay.
Ever.
No?
No, I'm not a banana person.
No.
I'm becoming a banana person. I'm evolving to include bananas in my... Peas are still...
Oh, peas are disgusting. They smell weird.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Actually, a bae of mine, a previous bae of mine.
Yeah. Well, can you be a previous bae? Because if they're before anyone else and they're like... They used to be before everyone else. Before anyone else.
Let's see what you're saying. Pre-bay.
Pre-bay. It sounds like preemie.
I was thinking like it sounds either like preemie or it sounds like something that you do like in a space fiction, like we're about to dock, we're in the pre-bay.
Get ready for the pre-bay area. Welcome to the pre-bay area.
Yes, welcome user. Yeah. No, pre-bay called me, she said my sex was like peas. And she didn't, and we had the same feelings about peas where like, we don't like peas. Like that's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She was pre peas.
She was saying that peas were like, no, they're all right. It's like, okay. So not.
So your loving was just, all right.
Not only was it peas, it was like. She doesn't think peas are amazing. It's like, yeah. You have to like get me to even to the level of thinking that.
Yeah, you are that thing that's in shrimp fried rice that I'd prefer was not in shrimp fried rice. Like you're mixed in with other stuff.
When we're having shrimp fried rice, is anyone really paying attention to what they're eating?
Yeah, I am.
It's just solids. Really?
Yeah, I get the no veggies.
Yeah, but you have like a bad time at like Thai restaurants.
So. Yeah, I haven't eaten Thai in a month.
We shouldn't name the incident. Just in case I want to keep going there and, you know, they're like, oh, hey, we have your podcast. You guys are dicks.
Yeah. I assume this specific restaurant's
listening. Are you still having a problem with, we need to get you to a different Thai restaurant? Yes.
Sure.
Vegas.
Vegas Thai, I assume.
Vegas Thai.
When I went to Vegas and I had Caesar's Palace buffet. Which was way too expensive. Also, not expensive enough. Like, the food, everything I ate was not expensive enough. It was the best food that I've ever eaten. Like, the pizza was the best buffet pizza I'd ever had. The macaroni and cheese was the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had. Everything I had was amazing.
Had you just won a prize or something? No. Or was there any other external forces working on
this? Well, I was in Vegas.
How does that put you in a good mood? It's so confusing.
It's a great place.
Yeah,
it's a joyous land.
But to continue on, it's
bay silliness. Bay. It's why would someone go through the trouble of being so annoyed by... I'm annoyed by certain words and phrases, but to immediately... I'd say... By ghetto people, do they mean non-whites or do they mean...
Yeah, ghetto is you know, in the media, they use the word...
Is that slang for black?
Yeah, in the media, they use the word thug to refer to anymore. Black people.
Jeez.
So they don't drop the N-word on Fox News. So they just use, that thuggish guy instead of, you know.
Yeah, it's the thuggish, ruggish bone.
Yeah, I assume ghetto means... non-white.
Man, I mean when I think of the word bay, all I can think about are all of the white people in my Twitter feed using it for comedic purposes. I follow lots of lady comedians on the Twitter and they love
bay. I always heard women aren't funny though.
Depends on, you know, your bigotry.
That's what I heard. I always heard that on the internet.
So the internet has been largely male for, or at least the most voiced.
I think women just got the rights to use internet. I think they just got permission to use AOL.
So
it's like voting. It took a while for women to be able to do it.
There are times when I, you know, what's your email address? And they're like, you know, Hotmail. And you're like, what are you doing?
Hot girl 6969 bubbles at hotmail.com. Don't you know it's outlook.com now?
So it's a capital X and a lowercase x. Yeah. Like you don't have to differentiate. Yeah. All right, whatever.
All right. As long as you think you have to.
Exactly.
If you spell, feel special.
Okay, so this internet date is about over. now, ladies are quite funny. I think what it is a lot of times men don't get the humor is something that you tend to like learn and expand upon. It's like food. Like you eventually you think certain things are funny, and as time goes on, you find out that there are other things that are humorous to you, other situations. And I think that there's like a little bit of a barrier between what a woman finds funny and what a guy finds funny, and when they're out in like public areas, it's like, this isn't what I find humorous. It's like, well, you're just, you know, you're not trying to find it humorous.
Or, yeah.
I don't know. Actually, there's quite a few shows coming up in LA that feature quite a few lady comedians that I want to see, and shows on TV. Have you seen have we talked about Chick City, Girl City,
Rock City? Yeah,
Vagina Town.
what is
it called?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. It's that show on Comedy Central.
Yeah,
the two girls.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're funny. Right. I've never seen it.
Hannibal's on that show.
Oh, really? He's got his own show coming out soon.
Really?
Yeah, it's on ABC.
What does it take to get a show anymore? Josh, what are we doing on the radio?
Yeah.
We need to be on the waves.
We need to be on the screens. People need to see us. We should just do, you know, like in the early morning shows, like Howard Stern and Amos in the morning. They always have like the live feed or like, you know, you can watch.
Broad City.
But you can watch like Rush Limbaugh. You can watch him recording his show. We should kind of do the same thing. We should have a live stream. People can watch us.
Watch us put this together.
Yeah. Because we have so many subscribers and listeners now that I assume most of them are going to want to tune in live.
Yeah, I think I get the GoPro going.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about GoProing my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. Getting one of the waterproof ones, just wearing it immediately when I wake up, and just like, you know, looking at the shower and, you know, like looking at myself and just like, you know, all the crying sessions and all the half eaten pizza that I can like roll around in my bed, you know, like it's strange. And
cats, like, hanging out.
Cats are on the refrigerator.
Yeah. I would not watch that.
Yeah, you would.
No.
I think you would get...
I would feel uncomfortable.
I think you would be scrolling past it on one of your various feeds and the video would automatically start playing.
As it does on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about how bad the internet's gotten?
Let's not talk about it. Let's not only talk about it. Let's action this. I'm down. Let's do it. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of our personal accounts.
Why is everyone so angry on the internet? Everyone's angry all the time on the internet.
It's because the internet's able to easily perpetuate
anger. To circle back to Mr. James, King James.
Sure.
There were so many people on the internet who were just like, ugh, LeBron's back, and now you're all the biggest Cavs fans. You guys are burning his jersey 4 years ago. I saw one person said, like, I'm done with Cleveland sports because their fans are just so, like, hypocritical. They were so mad when LeBron left, and now he's back, and I just can't deal with Cleveland sports anymore. Like, why is everyone so dramatic on the internet? Facebook is this place where everyone's either super boring, and then once a week they have this very long dramatic posting about how their significant other who left them with a child is just, they're just angry and sad, and they just can't explain to their kid why daddy's gone or why mommy's gone.
I understand that you're striking a humor chord there in a dangerous place. My response to it, like, it's you get out of the internet what you're hoping to find. Just like, I mean, it's people like read books hoping to find solace in them, and
yeah,
it's like why you listen to sad music when you're sad is so that you can dig into it. I think as far as social activities, you feel like you want to share things and you want people to empathize with you. And so that's why they roll over there. And I mean, as far as the Cavaliers fans, what they want is someone to say, hey, isn't it ridiculous that we were, you know, real pissed at this guy? Like, isn't anyone else like upset as well?
Yeah.
As far as you and I are concerned, anyone who's not on the team, Who cares what you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, well, I get so, like, I read this article this week.
Do you get upset?
I don't get upset, but I'm not. I get upset at the people who are upset. You know,
but that is what I'm asking. Like, do you get frustrated? Like,
I get frustrated that people seem to take to the internet to complain. Everyone on the internet's complaining all the time or angry about something all the time.
Yeah.
No one's happy. No, like, you just don't. And when you go on Facebook, right? And it's just like pictures of babies, pictures of weddings, and then long paragraphs about like depressing things.
Yeah, about the
kids. Then the only happy things you see are like, check out this amazing picture of this dog cuddling with a baby.
You won't believe what...
You won't believe these three things cats do. You know, some BuzzFeed article or copycat of BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta find your fun, man. That's... Okay, Josh, you gotta, like, realize, like, that's good enough. What you just described is good enough for the people that are participating in it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there, you know, annoying the shit out of you.
Oh, but
where's the good stuff?
Where's the good stuff, man? You go on Reddit and everyone's just angry and like...
Okay.
Twitter, everyone's...
I feel like we're on something. The internet used to be a place of specialty. It used to be a place where if it was on the internet, it was the good version of it, or it was the good conversation about it.
Yeah.
And you miss that. You miss being able to go to your computer and like, these are the people that think like me.
Yeah. And now I go on the internet and it's like, why is everyone angry? Why is everyone angry about a basketball player who wants to play basketball with his home team? ESPN did not go to commercial for three hours after LeBron posted his story on Sports Illustrated, or the story was posted on Sports Illustrated.
Is that the place where it broke?
Yeah, that's where he co-wrote an article that
he co-wrote.
Well, I think it was
he at a
LeBron time? James as told to writer. So it was like ghostwritten, you know, for grammatical and reasons.
Probably. We gotta stop doing that. We gotta stop protecting these people with ghostwriters. We gotta start addressing the fact that our literacy and ability to communicate has been really screwed up.
Yeah, since AOL into the messenger.
See you later.
Yeah. C/U/L8.
I'm gonna start annoying a friend of mine by just typing hey and then just going be right back shower.
I mean, that was me all through high school.
I know, but like to do it now is so like you don't have to. It's completely unnecessary.
BRB shower.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Josh, I want you to have a good time on the internet, and what I need you to do is
stick to SoundCloud.
Stick to SoundCloud for starters. Stick to SoundCloud. Those are again those like the over the previous episode we talked about how those are the happiest commenters ever.
The feels.
I like that you put the all caps into it.
Yeah.
And then you gotta start hitting that unfriend button, man.
Yeah, I hit the unsubscribe button.
That's unfriend. It's not deep enough if you unsubscribe. It doesn't get the point. Message.
Yeah, but what if I see them at the high school reunion next year, and then they approach me and say, "Why did you unfriend me on the Facebook?"
That's when you ask them, "Do you know what Facebook is for?"
Unfriending people.
Well, not necessarily unfriending people. It's just like you're not hitting my like the things that I need.
Why are you so sad all the time? Why are you so mad all the time? Because
for sure,
because you had sex with some dude at 19 and got pregnant and now you're sad.
That's totally has to be some of the frustrations, but not directly.
Yeah.
But how I'm coping with the fact that the internet has fallen apart as a place that I used to confide, like, this is what makes me happy, and it does not do that anymore. I am grooming the hell out of everything.
Yeah.
I'm constantly following and unfollowing. I'm constantly friending and defriending on Facebook. Like, it's just what you have to do now because your tastes change over time, and they don't change with people necessarily.
Yeah.
I don't know what someone. Okay, so I don't care. I'm prefacing the next things that I say with I don't care. And what I don't care about is a friend of mine that I consider a friend. I consider her a friend, an actual friend. I unfriended her on Facebook, and she, when we were friends, she had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's cool. Mm-hmm. And we, like, that's why we're friends, too. Mm-hmm. They broke up. Things, this was, like, years ago that they were dating. Or maybe even just 1 year ago. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Point is, I unfriended her because she wasn't posting things that I wanted to engage with at all.
Yeah.
Like, on any level.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what the connection's for. It's not to, I think Facebook has this stranglehold on like relationships of all kind. And it's like,
yeah, friends, family, dating.
Yeah, friends, family, dating, people that you actually don't like. And that's like your
so
choice.
So many people you just don't like.
For sure. You like your list is full of people that you actually don't like.
You go through that and go, why am I following? I hate this person.
Right. And it feels bad to unfriend them.
Yeah.
It actually does feel, and I felt bad when I did it, but this is when that person asks me, when that person asks you at 10 year reunion, mm-hmm. why did you unfriend me? And you like, do you know what Facebook is for? It's for me.
Yeah.
Like it is not for you to oppress me with your like shit. Like if you don't have things that I like to read, I don't have to follow it. Like I understand that our culture seems to think so, but we're done here.
Yeah.
Like you've got nothing to add. Like you've got clickbait and you're not even understanding that the clickbait is like half irony. Like you're not even like you're like
20 pictures of cats that are the most adorable thing you've seen today.
Right. You haven't spelled anything correctly in years. Like, fuck this. Like it's done between us. So
yeah.
I mean, and I get riled up. I mean, just the same as you, man. I sit there and like I've scrolled through it and like, because I've tried deactivating, and that's just a sad exercise in self-control.
Yeah, because you can't go on it for like 14 days or something, right? They give you this like period of time.
Right.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's the worst, but at the same time, like right now, we have choices, man. We can do it. We can. We can totally get out of there. Let's get out of there. I know. Let's get. Josh, will you? Will you go with me?
Everyone's so angry everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Everyone's angry everywhere.
You're right.
I just don't. Guys.
Where's the refuge?
Guys, Arnie's relax. Arnie's a good place? Yeah, because there's no one. Well, no, because then if you do scroll down, it's like, this is the worst, most boring record ever.
I see that on the Nine Inch Nails records. It's like.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. It's like, come on.
You guys are.
It's Nine Inch Nails. You either like do it or you don't. Like you get it or don't.
A lot of happy people at the farmers markets.
Yeah, I should go. I should just hang out at farmers.
I don't know where the happy people. Actually, that's.
I don't know where happy people. I don't know where happy people are.
Good thing to bring up. Where are the happy people?
I wonder.
They're at shows and stuff. You go to shows. You go to sporting events. There's plenty of happy people.
I wonder if the happy people are just so happy they don't have time to post things.
That's precise. That is.
It's the angry people who are just like, wait, fucking rage.
I mean, yeah. For sure. I feel like I was a very angry person on the internet about 3 years ago. Like, before I moved to LA and shortly thereafter. Like,
sure.
It was like.
It was fun. There was a funness to being the angry internet person. But then, like, it just got tiring.
It's exhausting.
So exhausting.
Also, it's comfortable. And yeah. I think. There's something to when someone senses comfort, they just want to shake shit up and just like jostle themselves free. Facebook is so comforting. It's annoying. It's so.
I find it so uncomfortable.
Scroll. What do you mean? Then why do you spend so much time on it?
I don't spend that much time on it.
How do you know this?
But I get up and you know, you check the medias. You check the social medias.
You don't have to do that.
No, but so it happens.
But you don't like. Let's address that you don't have to. You don't have to at all.
It's there. You type in F on Safari and Facebook comes up.
So here's what I do. I don't charge my phone at night anymore.
You don't charge your phone?
I do not charge my phone at night.
How do you alarms?
So I got this really cool like audio setup thing. That allows me to put an alarm on it.
So I assume like at like 8 a.m, it's just boom.
That would be tight.
The deepest bass.
Like, wake up to a sub hit.
Yeah.
Every morning.
It's like a huge sub hit.
I feel like I would start having Inception. Like.
yeah. Like, is this a dream?
Right.
Can I spin the. No. Spin the thing.
Wait, Josh, let's come up with it right now. Like, what can like? Here's.
By the
here's
way, one quick. It's 63 minutes in.
63,
and the score is still 0-0.
This is gonna be painful.
This is gonna be painful. We're already like an hour and a half into this show, or an hour and 20 into this session.
We're about an hour into it because the first. Yeah. Well, no, you said 12 minutes. That's when you first looked at it. So we're about an hour and 10 in.
Yeah, we're about an hour and 10 in, and we're not gonna be able to tell the people what happened in the World Cup.
It's fine with me. You know, they'll have to find out. Actually, let's predict it.
Yeah. I think the Nazis are gonna win.
Great. I'm sad that facial expressions can't be transmitted over radio, but yeah.
Yeah. The Nazis are going to beat the
Nazi jokes.
Yeah, I mean, I had one. I think I assume I had the first Blitzkrieg
joke.
Yeah, I'm sure you were the first one.
I was the first one in the internet to have a Blitzkrieg joke.
Congratulations. And, you know, people were just like, yeah, that's a really funny joke, Josh, but you should really look at my three kids.
Yeah, that's a horrible joke. Nazis do terrible people, and you're making jokes on all the people who died. Why are you such a horrible person? I hate you. Fuck you, faggot. That's how it always ends.
Yeah. They add the F word, and they're just so...
And I'm just like, I was just making it funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was like, I like World War II a lot.
Who doesn't like mustard gas?
That was World War I.
You're right. And when you're right, you're right. I should play more Red Alert. That's where I learned everything about the World Wars.
Yeah. You should. We should.
We should play Diablo 3 again. I'm totally down for starting
with my I'm not starting a character. I'm on level 70, like 20 Paragon level.
So tight. No, let's hit. I want to put a period on the Facebook thing. So, what do I have to do in the morning?
Like shower.
Prepare for the day.
Yeah.
Prepare for
which involves Facebook.
See, you see.
You got to know what's happening. What if like somebody had a new baby? Somebody's engaged.
Do you want to know?
No, I don't really
do
care.
Do you like so?
Because if it's not like you. Or like
so,
or last month's special guest, or you know, a few other friends. Which if I found out on Facebook, I think I'd be a little upset.
Yeah, no, you're hitting on like something like extremely important. Is that like we're reluctantly like tied to this thing that we only care about the people that wouldn't even use that medium to tell us about the shit that's going on.
Yeah,
I will never post about my relationship status on Facebook probably ever again.
I've been in a relationship for almost 8 months now. Yeah, and I have not updated my relationship status, and it hasn't even come up as like. I think
like
it came up.
Everybody likes awaiting you.
I know that news. I know, and those likes, it's going to really help my clout score.
They'll help the clout. They'll help the podcast. They'll help the YouTube channel that we got brewing that people don't know about.
Yet. Yeah, I didn't.
They'll help
about.
The SoundCloud playlist that you're curating every month.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
I released what 10 tracks on the internet that that you only listened to 4 of.
How do you know I listened to 4 of them?
Because there were only four plays. Okay, yeah, only 4 plays. Because they were bad. But you know what? They're on the internet.
They're actually, Josh, they're not bad.
They're on the internet, though.
There's a bad thing, and then there's what you're describing.
I made things.
Yeah.
And they're on the internet. And you can listen to them. I'm not going to tell you how, but if you follow my Facebook feed, you'll see that I constantly listen to things on SoundCloud, and you can just, you know, travel through there.
I get so self-conscious about my audio plays being published to Facebook,
but yeah,
like it's also helping me become a stronger person about my stance on epic rap battles at time. It's really funny. The songs are really, really well produced, and the raps are the things that you like about rap are the syncopation between the storytelling and the hits of the song, and when a rapper like gets you into a groove, like there's something infectious about it. And there are so many moments in epic rap battles of history that I rewind because like there's one thing about being clever. Mm-hmm. There's one thing about being clever about history.
Yeah.
There's one definitely thing about being clever about history to a beat. Like what the fuck? How can you?
I've never listened to those. I should probably do that.
Give them a shot. I think it's a great outlet for that type of entertainment if it's having people like sort of look up the characters involved, because sometimes the battles are between someone you might not recognize,
sure,
or you've heard the name and you're like, actually this could be interesting, so I'm gonna look into it.
Oh, it's like learning.
However, there is one business that's sort of it's this channel, and it's called Teenagers React To. Have you seen that?
I think I've seen.
There's elder.
Is it like
people react to, and there's teenagers react to, and then it's just like fill in the blank with other YouTube content.
Oh, I've heard it. I mean, I remember that with like Two Girls One Cup.
Yeah. Well, reaction videos. But no, this is a recurring cast of teenagers that react to
I've seen on Dig, like kids, like children react to things that were not that old. Like it was recently I saw children reacting to the Game Boy.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Where like you give like a 7 year old in 2014 the Game Boy.
Yeah.
And they react to it.
Shit. Cause I kind of want to see that. And now like now my stance is broken.
What is this thing? Yeah. I think it's a lot of like, what are the color? You know?
No.
Yeah.
A Game Boy would excite me now. My mom still has my Game Boy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Pokemon?
You know what?
Blue and red, the first two?
Yeah.
I had blue and red.
You know what I think would make Facebook a lot better?
Pokemon?
No.
Game Boys.
All those relatives of ours that are on Facebook,
yeah.
If they just started getting real as shit, that would make
Facebook
a fun place to
when
be.
When you pretend you are such a fuck like, face. Here's something you did.
Yeah, for sure. If they started calling each other out.
Yeah. Oh, like brothers starting like to call
brothers
each other.
Started calling
when you
each
pretend
other
you
out,
punch like, me in the face now,
yeah.
my jaw doesn't work.
Right. Someone gets into a relationship status like, oh, nice. Kind of like in 83 when you were a fucking cunt. Like
when you were banging my girlfriend.
we should be the generation that does that.
Yeah, we take to the internet to
we take
like,
to the internet
to pull out old grudges.
Air the dirty laundry. I mean, that's what we're going to the 10-year for, right? I mean,
oh no, I'm going to the 10-year to show off.
Oh well, certainly. Well,
I'm gonna roll up in a Banana Republic suit.
Yep.
I'm gonna like Uber black.
Rent it on the credit card. You know.
On the credit card, I'm gonna Uber black in. I'm gonna Uber like SUV in with an Escalade because they have that in Columbus now, so we can roll up with an Uber.
We're gonna have such a good time if we get invited.
We're gonna get invited.
Yeah, you say that.
I'm gonna give a speech. Title of my speeches. I got
Are
out.
There speeches? Are there speeches?
In college, I had several friends who.
Do you want to know where my knowledge of 10-year reunion comes from? You know exactly where it comes from.
No.
Romeo and Michelle's 10-year reunion. Who? That is what I know about. That is what I know
is
about
that
high school reunion.
Is it a TV show?
You don't know what Romeo and Michelle's 10-year reunion,
no.
high school reunion is? No. Oh, we have plans.
Well, I had friends in college who wrote called Class of 98.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I saw that.
And basically it was about like a 10-year reunion in 2008.
Yeah.
And
it was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was around the money. But anyway, I cut you off. What you were mentioning about what some more plans that you had for our reunion.
Oh, yeah. We're going to roll up in a limo.
Uber box. Yeah, Uber limos.
Uber limos, mm-hmm. And we're going to be wearing suits.
Yep.
Matching something,
matching
some matching.
Maybe not even matching patterns.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and we're gonna go in together, and we're gonna destroy.
We're gonna go late,
of course.
We're gonna go 2 hours late.
Yeah, and we're just be like, oh, sorry, we were, you know, we just got in from LA.
Yeah,
yeah.
I will have been there for probably like a few days.
I would have been there at least a day,
like priming. Making sure that I'd be like, hey, are you going to be there for like Josh and I's like really lavish introduction?
Yeah.
Are you going?
And I'm going to give a speech.
Josh, when you get up there, you brush off the shoulders.
The speech is entitled, I'm working on it now. The speech is entitled, I Got Out.
So your speech is titled like, I Got Out. I feel like someone's going to like introduce you and they're going to go to shake your hand and you're like, someone's going to like, you can just hear you just softly say, please don't touch me.
Where's the sanitation wipes? He touched the microphone.
Can I get the new mic? Can I get some stolen water, please?
Yeah. Yeah. What's all this flat water? Sparkling water. Where's the sparkling water?
So I'm probably over the limit of sparkling water that I should have. My office provides it.
Yeah.
It's just.
I have a sparkling water machine.
I feel what? Like as in a dispenser?
No, well, as in like I have the soda stream so I can make it whenever I want.
Oh, tight.
Because I'm in LA.
Yeah.
And flat water, no.
We don't.
I need the bubbly water.
I feel like my farts are just so much more frequent and cleaner, like more efficient.
Oh, yeah. They're a little bubblier.
They go further. They give you more mileage.
Yeah. They probably smell less because it's not so much. It's a carbonation.
It's a carbonated fart. It's a carbonated fart. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't stop my office mates from, you know, looking in my direction.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not used to all this bubbly water. We didn't have this in Ohio.
Yeah, sometimes I, sometimes someone learns that I'm from Ohio and I start acting all weird just like, to like, just to further their,
yeah,
their attitude towards yeah, us.
But I feel like, yeah, I feel like you and I are going to walk in, we're going to be matching patterns.
Yeah, matching patterns.
Fit, no babies, rolled up in an Uber. Don't pause on the no babies part, Brandon. It's okay. Look, if we do the math,
no whammies.
If we do the math,
yeah,
right, the reunion's going to be in a year. All right, we have got like a 4-month window to make sure we don't have children, because then we can have kids right after the reunion, and right, no one will know. We can still, yeah, roll up,
absolutely,
no kids.
We can finally adopt like we wanted.
Yeah,
what?
a nice little Asian baby from Thailand.
It's not about not having babies. Like, it's about not having ill prepared,
yeah,
parenthood.
Yeah. I'll during my speech at some point, I'll say, I'll take everyone out for drinks. They're on me. And wow. I'll spend $10.
You better start saving now.
No, I'll spend $10 and everyone will be annihilated from like all of the Yingling, yeah, and PBR.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was just talking about $1.50 like Bud Lights or something, and that's like, that's amazing to us, but I mean, imagine, you know, someone about like 8 years older than us. Like, I remember the 75 cents.
Yeah, I remember the 75%.
Like, I remember when you could just have it.
You just walked up and like, give me that.
Yeah, if you bought a Snickers, like, you got a beer and about 3 gallons of gas. it was amazing times. Yeah, hook us up.
What's the score? It's 70 minutes. Is it 70 minutes in? Yeah. 74 minutes in, and it's still,
yeah,
nil-nil. Nil up. Everyone.
Did we
love,
do our predictions yet?
Everyone you love. Said Nazis. I said Nazis will win. Not the Argentinian Nazis.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Ones where the you know, the war was happening, so they went to Argentina, yeah, to hide away with their mansions in the movie Solo, which you should never see.
Okay. So don't see Solo.
It's a Criterion film that.
But do you see Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion? Sure. If you have a high school reunion coming up, you should.
Which, if you're a listener, you either just had one.
Yeah.
Or you will be having.
Or one is imminent.
Or you're a parent and you had one like 20 years ago.
And if you're in high school, that's surprising.
Yeah, please, that's weird. You should not be listening to this show.
Tell us your exact address, your age. And
your birthday, so we know when you're 18.
Your Twitter handle,
your Twitter at. Well, I don't know what the kids do these days, because back when we were on the internets, mm-hmm, it was like XX something, yep, 24. I don't know what people do these days.
So I remember the popular kids; they all had this like way of describing their. Okay, it's not describing. Their screen names, their AOL screen names, uh-huh, they would all follow the same format, and it would be sexy, spelled S-E-X-I-E,
uh-huh,
underscore,
uh-huh,
and then some popular like nickname almost, uh-huh, like sexy baby.
Yeah.
Sexy
red, if they're a redhead.
So, and then, yeah, it would be the year that they graduated high school.
Yeah.
So it'd be sexy baby 05.
Yeah.
And it permeated. Like, there was like 12 of these screen names on my buddy list.
Sexy babe 6205.
I remember a good friend of mine was sexy ass with 2 Z's.
Yeah.
05.
Yep.
Ooh, I wish I could say your name right now.
But they might be at the reunion.
I assure you, they will have at least matching socks on our ensemble. We'll let them be on the wings of our introduction.
Of our introduction, yeah.
We'll have them open the door.
Should we wear tuxedos?
We should at least wear cummerbunds and bow ties.
Okay. Yeah. Like, oh, look at these LA people with their cummerbunds.
Actually, I'm thinking maybe we could just rock the LA homeless look and still, you know.
Yeah. We just roll up like, no, this is Band of Outsiders. This is Rag and Bone.
Let's call this what this is. this is for YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you just like start name dropping, like, yeah, I was hanging out with Donald the other day. Donald who?
Glover.
Who's Donald Glover? You know, Troy.
Come on, dude. 6 seasons in a fucking movie. Like, yeah. The show got canceled and it's still happening.
You know, how has that show been canceled 2 or 3 times now? And still, it's coming back. It's like the zombie show. Like, it just won't die.
So, you know those unhappy moments that are happening on Facebook?
Yeah.
Those are happy moments. That happened on Facebook, too. People were posting about it. They were all like, you know, oh my God.
Just so surprised.
I'm not surprised.
And it's on actually. Yahoo. Like, who's going to watch it? Are you going to watch it?
No.
Did you watch season 5?
No.
Yeah.
I got up to season 2.
And yeah, you don't want to watch it now because Gambino's gone, so.
No. Well, he's not the... I did not need another show like that show at the time. Sure. I realized that it broke into its own and it has its great, great moments and great actors in it. But at the time, I didn't
remember that time you saw Gambino and Shirley was the keyboardist.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. We got to confirm or deny that because the likeness was
pretty uncanny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, big black lady in a dark place. You guys know, right?
Rocking out on the keyboards.
Oh, good time. You said you're going to a bunch of shows in the fall.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of shows.
Who are you going to see? I mean, I'm going to FYF in it.
You're going to FYF. FYF. I might.
So good.
Fuck yeah, FS.
You should come.
Maybe.
You should come with us. I'm going to FYF and I'm doing an Airbnb and I think we're going to Uber to the FYT and then land at 2BC.
2BC?
No, I'm just doing
bacon cheeseburgers.
Two bacon. I hope not.
Yeah.
You do not want to have a cheeseburger on a festival day.
No.
That's a shitty idea.
You're going to be sweating bacon.
Yep. So yeah, I mean FYF is on my like that's like basically I'm just getting hyped on those bands that are coming up. That's my
XXYYXX.
Little
Dragon.
Little Dragon, the Blood Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh man, Death Grips was supposed to be there and it was gonna be great.
They pulled out.
They pulled out of like
Toro's playing too.
Toro's playing and like I've seen
Oh, and Tycho?
Yeah, Toro and Tycho are finally playing the same. Actually, I'm gonna fact check that while you give me the what you're up to musically here.
Oh man,
I mean, the Black and the White's back.
The Black and the White's back finally, and I'm gonna see them on Friday.
Yeah.
At the Bootleg, and let's see what else is David Ryan Harris in August. I think the Black and the White again in August. The Roxy, I believe, maybe the Satellite, probably the Satellite.
It's a good venue.
It's a great venue.
You can't front on that.
Let's see. I'm going to see James Vince McMorrow at the Ace Hotel, aka my future home. Banks at the Wiltern.
Oh, nice. When is that?
October, late October. The sexiest concert of the year.
You mean Azalea Banks, right?
No, Banks. Banks.
What?
Not Azalea Banks.
No. I thought you were talking about Azalea Banks.
No, this is... It's like the female weekend.
Okay.
So just imagine, I mean, only less talking about Patrick.
But I definitely thought something else was happening.
Yeah, no.
That's okay. That's fine.
Kings of Leon at the Hollywood Bowl.
Man, I'm not seeing Toro on...
Oh, really? Did he pull out? Or?
I don't think he would have pulled out, no. I just see Tycho. I only see Tycho. And I get them. I do get those names confused.
Yeah.
Shoot. Oh, well. Flying Lotus will be there. That's cool.
FYF is sold out. Interpol.
Yeah. I can't believe that I'm finally seeing Interpol. It's going to be great.
Grimes. Blood Orange. Little Dragon. Jamie XX.
Grimes.
Tycho. Earl Sweatshirt. Fortet.
Have you gotten hip to Fortet? I recommend that.
Oh, and that Todd, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Todd Turlje?
I don't know.
That was the album I sent you. It's like that weird.
Oh, yeah, the one with the
crazy
the,
drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have listened to a little Fortet, especially after listening to Burial recently.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, XXYYX.
On a completely different note, I do have a music suggestion. We haven't talked about music too much lately. I mean, we got to allow some time for our libraries to build up. Plus, we're also like we're constantly sharing music. But
yeah, we're constantly sharing music. And we're constantly, like, I've got the playlist. And
if you're looking for something to listen to, listener, that's something new, check out Bad Sons. It's
I have to check it out.
It's such a good guitar-driven record, which, I mean, if you're into the leads and smooth stuff, check it.
Yeah, I was really into that. Was it Strand of Oaks? Is that the name of the band?
I can, yeah.
That was a pretty fun, you know, big, I don't think it was a big new release, but I think it's hit a lot of mid-2014 top lists.
Hey, Josh. What's the score?
It's nil-nil, 82 minutes into the game.
Okay.
Looks like we might be heading into extra time.
Yeah.
Germany's had 2 shots on goal. Argentina, nil. Right. They've each had 6 shots. And Germany's had possession of the puck, football, 66% of the pitch match.
Well, in light of that extremely mediocre news,
I was hoping to break news here.
Let's go to our...
Because we've got to be the only podcast recording right now on the entire internet. So we could be breaking news because we're live. You didn't know that? We're live on the Logic.
Certainly hope not. Yeah, we're
live on Logic.
Live on Logic. Apple, do you hear this? Do you hear the quality of...
Yeah. You guys should give us free Mac Pros faster.
Oh man, I feel bad. Like, yeah, we've left reason behind.
Yeah,
it's a new day.
Now we're not. We've left reason behind only to accept Logic.
Beautiful, beautifully said.
Yeah.
Let's go to a positive note from the past month. From the time you and Pat came up to visit in Santa Barbara after you guys went. I mean, you went camping.
We went camping, man. We went to Yosemite. That was an interesting time.
I just got the. Suggestion, like, do not skip Yosemite.
Yeah,
go. It's before you move away from this place.
It's a very pretty,
yeah,
kind of incredible place to see.
Great, I'm happy that
it just makes you get like an RV.
What did you have? You guys had a tent.
We had a tent where the three of us.
Just three of you, three males,
three men
against the odds
in a tent that fit us very well. We're not too cramped together. I mean, we decided to cuddle.
Do you guys talk about girls?
Oh my god, so much girl talk. You kidding me?
Do you guys talk about boys?
It was a little boy talk.
Girl talk, boy talk.
Yeah, girl talk. Got a new record.
there should be a woman DJ named Boy Talk.
I'm sure there is.
Or they could be called Talk Boy.
Talk to Boy.
Bring it like about 8 circles full.
Yeah. Yosemite was a great experience. Very positive. I mean, I don't like camping, but the daytime into early evening hours were very fun.
Whiskey filled. There was a lot of whiskey. Did you bring whiskey out there?
We did bring whiskey. Yeah, and we killed it. We killed a bottle in 2 nights.
Did you have like, so doing stuff like that, just camping and stuff, it incites like the conversations seeming, I mean,
very, once you spend that very much, open.
Yeah, right. You're just like, I could just say anything at this point. Like, what, are you going to like leave without me?
Yeah, are you going to be mad at me?
Yeah, right. I mean, you can say what you want about your current situations with each other, but I mean, they also like getting away from your shit. So yeah, important,
so great.
You can forget it so quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got that experience.
Yeah, and you know, I survived. I'm alive. I didn't die. It was no major injuries.
In fact, I mean, this was your first time camping. Like, this is a very regular activity
that people do. Well, yeah, white people do.
No, brown people get out there too.
Do they? I saw one family of brown people, and I'm pretty sure they had the biggest tent.
They got some. Where should I go with this?
No, they were just like, they had like the largest tent, yeah, and they were just like, look, we want to be safe and comfortable.
Right.
So we have like a projector in the back of our tent, which actually, that's a brilliant idea. I,
Do they really have a projector?
I don't know if they had a projector, but I think the next time I go camping, if I go camping again, I might have like a
You'll go camping again, Josh.
A theater tent. It's like the larger tent that has like a flat face, and then you can screen some movies.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
Get some cinema while you're roasting some marshmallows.
Roasting marshmallows, drinking some bullet. Bullet.
I like the smell of campfire. That's one of my favorite.
It is a very nice smell.
So I'm glad you had a positive experience out there in the Yosemites.
Yeah.
How many days did you spend?
Two nights, 3 days.
2 nights, 3 days. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Is there swimming?
I can't swim.
But was there swimming?
There was no swimming. There was a lot of hiking. Okay. There was a lot of hiking. There was a couple.
Swimming spots?
There are swimming spots. Okay. We did not make it to them because they were kind of like pretty far in. We had a lot of exploring to do.
Yeah. You guys were satisfied on foot.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Glad you got to hit that up.
But, you know, just trying to be more positive on the internet. I used to be an angry tweeter. We used to talk about that.
Right. No, we actually covered some angrier notes over this past podcast.
I'm just trying to be happier, man.
Good. What are some... So I gave you a couple of the things that I'm doing. Like I just don't access my phone. I don't like make sure that it's charged because I just charge it at work anyway. And there's nothing in between that time. So what are some things that you're going to be like, are you going to post more positive things? Like,
well, just not so many angry things on Twitter. Okay. And then I think the music thing is fun. Like I've done, well, I'm on my second playlist.
I think that's curated, hugely
curated little positive, playlist thing. Yeah. And, I decided the other day, I've been doing it monthly, or I had the idea of doing it monthly, but I think I'm just going to do it as I go.
Okay. And I will maybe every couple totally weeks. Be patient and await for when you're ready for announcing that type
I don't
of
know thing. If I'm going to.
Or I think that's even better. I think it's better to not announce stuff.
Yeah, because, like, yeah. It's, just let it happen.
Yeah. Who needs all the fanfare?
Yeah, you know, no one's going to listen to it anyway.
Right, exactly. It's fine. Wait, are we talking about the curated playlist? Are we talking about both. The ones that you make?
Oh, both. Both.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, the music stuff, you know, I'm doing this week's theme.
Yes, you are.
So it'll be the first track I've put together, and I think I'm gonna try a little more. Not that I did not try before, but I'm gonna like try something new.
Get some. Don't be afraid to hit me up, man. Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. What about you, man? What's your posy moment, as you put it?
Yeah, posy moments. All right. I mean, really, like it doesn't have to. I'm not sure if there's like a succinct phrase for what I envision this to be. I just want to say something good. Like after an hour of like, fuck this, fuck that,
yeah,
fuck this. How about not fuck this? So positive moments. I had a housewarming get together.
Yes.
And it was very fun. I realized that I was gathering lots of people that I had recently met into an area. And the oldest person that I had known in that situation was an ex-roommate of mine. And we'd known each other for about 2 years and some change now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I feel very like, I feel lucky that I get to do such a thing as a housewarming. Like,
yeah.
It's an activity that like you just, you do them in college just because it's so...
It's an excuse to drink.
Yeah, right. It's pretty much just anything else. But now I realize like putting it together is like, what is the reason for hosting such a thing? Like what... And I mean, a couple of friends, you know, almost everyone brought over alcohol. But one of my friends brought over like this book, like this gardening book.
Yeah? Are you going to start gardening?
No, probably not. but the gesture itself sort of reminded me of like probably like this is an actual like this would have been a housewarming gift that someone would give.
Yeah.
Like when you're new to the neighborhood, here's how to take care of your garden and your backyard.
Yeah. Well, this is like now you're an adult.
Right. That's
yeah.
I'd say any progression, not necessarily like being an adult, just more of like feeling appropriate or feeling almost like validated. Here's my home. Wow, this isn't just about drinking. It's like actually like welcoming me to like the area, because there's plenty of people that live in Santa Barbara that were there. And then there's a few people from Los Angeles. So, yeah, you know, they got to see the place where I people that were that I had just met are getting to know the people that
you've known,
that I've known, and vice versa.
Sure.
So it felt good to like make the link, and people were getting along like mad. So it was totally a happy
thing. And you had Majestic as the playlist, I assume, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I did. People actually complained, though.
What?
Well, they didn't complain. Someone at some point like said, can we play something less smooth?
Oh, see, that's not a complaint. That's not a negative thing either. It's like, this is just, I just can't handle all the smooth. This is so good. I just can't, I'm feeling too nice.
Right. And actually, what happened is I noticed that the music had changed. I didn't really care.
Yeah.
But I noticed that someone put something else on.
Oh.
And so then I learned later that the complaint was, because if I had heard that, I'm like, what are you doing here?
It's Majestic, man.
Like, we're warming the house.
Yeah.
It needs to be a certain temperature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It also gave me a pretty good excuse to get a lot of things that would have taken me longer to do, such as hanging all the stuff.
Yeah.
I nailed into concrete because I wanted to hang some art pieces, and I haven't done that before. And it was,
yeah, how'd that go?
First hammer experience without banging up my thumb.
That's nice. That's great. Congrats.
Walked away
unscathed.
Unscathed. I actually thought about I could reset it. I was like, then I'd have to risk this moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a good month. And I mean, by the sounds of it, we both have a couple of good things going on moving forward. I mean, with the concerts and
life. And
I'll be actually something super positive. I'm heading to Portland.
Portland.
In a couple weeks.
Hanging out with some peeps.
Hanging out with peeps, but more importantly, kind of like your Yosemite retreat.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a bit longer, but I mean, it's still just going north and leaving a lot of the stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have such good coffee. And like the best craft beers you've never heard of.
I'm going to judge the beer by the beard of the person that gives it
to me. Oh, yeah. And you have, if there's three bartenders and one has like the gnarly, like red beard,
yeah,
you have to ask him what red, I should get.
Red beard, great tits. It's going to be
the same person.
Yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah. Absolutely.
He's going to look kind of like Brian Posehn.
On the Brian Posehn note, Josh, I think you should tell us the score.
My iPad died.
Oh, what?
I don't know what to. I don't. It was like minute 90 almost.
Wow.
And still 0-0, and my pad of eye died.
Pad of eye.
Which
listen, I'll do the honors of looking this up.
Look it up. Look it up. You're gonna break some news.
Extra time.
Nil-nil.
Nil-nil. Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, this podcast is named Things Are Going to Happen, and that's
nothing happened. Guys,
Germany. Sorry. Germany?
Argentina.
Didn't deliver. Neither of them delivered the juice.
They didn't get all my money that I sent them to score. Come on, Germany. You guys scored like seven times last week.
Right. Yeah. Well, Josh, I'll be seeing you over the next
few weeks.
I'll be in town again 2 weekends from now, actually.
Yeah.
So we should
just get some booze.
Get some booze.
Twerk.
Twerk?
Twerk it.
What song were we listening to in my living room and with Patrick was there?
Oh, Turn Down for What?
Yeah, we should.
We should Turn Down for What?
We should Turn Down for What? Make sure to turn down. And listener, you should Turn Down.
You should Turn Down for What?